senators will have to decide if they believe Donald John Trump incited the erection. The erection. The erection.
So, have a good life. We will see you soon.
For there is always light, if only we're brave enough to see it. If only we're brave enough to be it.
And we'll lead, not merely by the example of our power, but by the power of our example.
Strike and 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 strike.
I will eat your leftist ass like corn on the cob. I'm ready.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Good Monday, everybody. Crab Diving Live, streaming right at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, USA. Thanks for joining us, whether you're listening to us live. Hey, what's up? Whether you downloaded us as a podcast at your favorite podcast app or at crabdiving.com, or whether you're listening to the rerun, streaming on the crabdiving.com/listen 24/7, we thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Via whatever means.
I thought you were going to say McMeans.
McMeans. It's a lovely day here. Not that you, if you don't care. I mean, it's a really nice day here. What did you call it? The gap?
Oh yeah, it's the window.
The window.
It's the window of tolerable weather.
Right.
Perfect weather, horrible politics. Nine!
That doesn't go away.
Oh no, not even with, well, eventually it will. The weather will eventually.
Florida will, because
make
it'll
the
be
fascism
underwater.
Go away. Right. Drown these little Nazis.
Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link at crabdiving.com/Amazon. Use that link every time you go to buy shit at Amazon. We get a wee little commission. Doesn't cost you fuck. Just Mr. Bezos hurls some cash in our direction.
Yes, that's right, Pat.
Got an intimate encounter with someone new? ScrowGuard slips easily into your pocket, so you can carry it with you wherever you go. You can also put on ScrowGuard hours before the main event, so that you can avoid awkward interruptions.
Awkward.
Its soft, durable, elastic latex can expand to fit waist up to 48 inches.
48 inches.
Jeez, man, that's a lot of latex.
Oh, man.
I wonder, how much was ScrowGuard?
The top half of the 48 inches body is going to be blue, or the bottom half.
They really should do it as a subscription service. Shouldn't they?
I don't think it survived, sadly. I don't think ScrowGuard is with us any longer.
You get 5 ScrowGuards a month for $49.99.
It's probably a fortune to buy one on like eBay or something. They're probably collector's items now. Don't you think?
I've only got 4 of these left. I ain't gonna waste it on you.
I think they're probably collector's items.
There's somebody out there was like, this is perfect for me, and now it's gone. Damn. Are you checking to see if they're available?
I'm looking on eBay.
They have to be on eBay. They must be somewhere.
Yeah. Bingo, buddy, there's a
Kong toy deployed.
Right.
I do have to say,
yeah,
she's brutal. And this Kong has lasted forever.
Oh, wow. Where did it come from?
Kong?
Just Kong Land?
Yeah. It's a real Kong.
Okay.
It's an actual Kong brand.
Wow. Okay.
Crabdiving.com/Amazon? I got it off of Amazon. I can't use our link, but
because
that's double dipping.
Bing, 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 bing. Trump doesn't care.
Let's check out the headlines and see what else is going on. I mean, what else are we going to talk about than that Trump's sitting his fat orange ass and dozing off in...
Did he really doze off?
Well, those are the reports. Maggie Haberman, I saw an interview with her, and she was sitting in the courtroom.
Yes.
And she like tweeted out, you know, Trump is dozing off. His chin is down to his chest, and his face is hanging down. His eyes are closed.
Well, I mean, what's he supposed to do? I mean, I guess he should be awake. Is he going to sit there the whole time for jury selection?
Well, yeah, he wants to glower and allow his evil aura to and apparent diaper smell to ooze out.
He's an oozer. I mean, should he be allowed to be there and intimidate people?
Donald Trump is making history once again as the first American. Well, he is the defendant. He has a right to.
Yeah, I guess.
Trump is making history once again as the first American president to ever stand trial on criminal charges. Yay!
Woo! Nine! Nobody's, good job, Republicans!
Nobody's ever done it before.
Good job, Republicans. You guys are killing it.
The former president has been charged with 34 counts of falsifying business records in a bid to conceal a hush money payment made to adult film star Stormy Daniels in the lead up to the 2016 presidential election.
That's right.
In order to silence her over an alleged affair they had.
You know how Nixon broke into Watergate and it was like, why did you do that? Because you were ahead in the polls, right?
Well, I don't think Nixon necessarily knew about it until afterwards.
No, I don't know.
But was definitely in on the cover-up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, he should have just not done it because he didn't need to. And I think the same thing with this. Don't
you think that was Liddy?
Yes.
I mean, really, Liddy making a call.
Well, it was...
And being willing to fall on the sword for it.
Who was the guy? Dean...
Ehrlichman?
No. Dean something or other. John Dean. John Dean.
Still around.
Hired those guys, I think. So it was kind of him, according to some movies I've watched.
John Dean's kind of an anti-Trumper now, right?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Ironically.
Right.
The charges on their own are misdemeanors, but have been elevated to felonies because Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg says they occurred to violate state or federal election laws.
Yay! Good job, Schittler!
Before jury selection got underway, the judge, Juan Merchan, denied a recusal motion on both sides, and both sides are now debating what evidence can be admitted. A transcript of the Access Hollywood tape will be admitted, grab him by the pussy, as well as testimony from ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal,
right,
but not in the context of Melania Trump's pregnancy.
Weird. Okay.
So they can't tell the jury that not only did he have an affair that he silenced with Karen McDougal, but that they were fucking while Melania was pregnant.
Jeez.
So they're saying they can't say that.
Okay.
Part.
Why? Who cares?
I agree.
This is
fucked
up. Are we going to do anything to let ourselves beat Donald Trump, or is he is afforded every fucking... everything. He is afforded everything in this. Normal people don't get this shit. It's like we don't want to win. This country doesn't want to beat Donald Trump. We're not trying hard enough.
Go eat your breakfast.
It's stupid.
Go eat your breakfast.
You know, my point is, though, I don't think his maggots, I think those nasty little vile Nazi maggots that vote for him, that drool over him at these rallies, would give a
hey,
shit.
Hey.
They don't give a shit about this Stormy thing.
No, quiet. Good girl. It's your one shot only.
Do you think they care about that? Oh, yeah. That's the only time she gets a bark?
She gets a mulligan.
Okay. Do you think they would have cared? Do you think they care about this? They're going to vote for him if he had sex with her.
Oh, God, yeah. They don't give a shit. They like him more because of that.
He sexually assaulted E. Jean Carroll per a court, and they don't give a fuck.
Oh, she lied. Look at her.
I think this was a supreme fuck-up.
That's every post on X.
Yeah.
Oh, come on. Look at her.
Donald, do you know why this court is happening, this trial? Is because you overestimated your base. You thought they'd give a shit about anything about you. That you can do whatever you want. They love you.
Before our jury selection got underway, earlier in the morning, Mr. Trump instantly unleashed a series of rants on Truth Social, blasting the Biden Manhattan witch hunt case and claiming, "I want my voice back."
God, is he abiding by his gag order?
No,
of course not. And is he in jail? Is anything happening? No, because it's Donald Trump, and our Justice Department loves sucking his dick.
At one point in court, he appeared to fall asleep.
He's not even worried.
which The Independent has the story. Sleepy Don Trump sparks Twitter hilarity as he appears to fall asleep at trial. His Sleepy Joe nickname for his rival seems to have come full circle, with social media users now calling Mr. Trump Sleepy Don.
Ah, that's good. That's good. God, I hope he doesn't win this election. Oh, my fucking God.
It's not looking gooder for him.
Yeah.
That's one of my other stories here, is the polls are just not trending in his favor. Newsweek has a story. Thank Donald God. Trump is losing support as Biden is gaining, with just under 7 months to go until the 2024 election. And again, I think this is people that never pay attention to politics, except once every 4 years,
are
maybe turning on the TV right now. And it might not always be Fox. These are the people that just don't care.
Yeah.
And who's getting polled? You know, are young people voted a lot last time.
And the way
are people polling young people? They're having a hard time finding
landlines. And also, you know, our system is so fucking stupid. The states that matter for him are Michigan and Pennsylvania for Biden. Those two matter. It's so dumb. It's so stupid. My God. Pennsylvania's like Florida.
Right. The April New York Times Siena poll showed Trump and Biden virtually tied. In the same poll, Trump held a more substantial 5-point lead.
Yeah.
So now they're tied. 46-45-ish.
Shit. Fuck our electoral college. Oh, my God.
Hmm. We wouldn't have to worry about this, really.
No, because it's these key states that he's got to win in. It's weird when I hear them saying, oh, we're going to go campaign in Florida. Fuck Florida. Fuck this place.
Here's a good sign. The, Reuters Ipsos survey this month found that 64% of registered voters said they considered charges against Trump as at least somewhat serious or very serious.
It's somewhat and or very serious. Our president is a rapist, guys. Somewhat or very.
34% said mostly or not at all serious.
Very good. That's good. Who are those? Those people or the meth heads or something?
Trump is accused of arranging for his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels if this was a Hollywood script pitch, people would be like, come the fuck on.
Right. No, they wouldn't believe it. They wouldn't believe it.
Arranging for his former lawyer, Michael Cohen, to pay adult film star Stormy Daniels $130,000 to keep an alleged affair she and Trump had secret ahead of the 2016 election. Trump reimbursed Cohen the money and listed the sum in his company records as, quote, legal fees, which prosecutors suggest was part of an unlawful attempt to influence the outcome of the 2016 presidential race. It's absolutely true. He would not have paid those women hush money had he not been running for president. What does he give a fuck?
It's funny to me that this is the first case being tried in our stupid system. This is hilarious. All the other cases, he's managed to fend off and push back with his dumb, fucking idiotic lawyers. But it's this case is the first case. It's strange.
Well, this is because Alvin Bragg stepped up and charged him. This wasn't, we didn't have to wait for Merrick.
For Merrick to get off his fucking ass.
Or for Smith. Jack
My
Smith.
God. Do we have any pictures of Merrick Garland asleep at the office? I'm sure we could find some. What's you and Trump take a fucking nap together?
Some voters surveyed by the New York Times said that the way they're leaning, they told that outlet which way they're leaning ahead of the election. One respondent, Beth Prevost, 59, from Connecticut, said she considers Biden the lesser of the two evils.
Nine! Oh, wait, that's good.
She said you can recover from bad... No, that's good. She's voting for Biden.
Yeah, good. The lesser.
You can recover from bad policies, but you can't recover from a bad heart, and Donald Trump has a bad heart, she said.
What are the policies that you don't like Biden? Name them. I bet she can't, but at least she's voting properly. He smells hair.
A 23-year-old Democrat who lives in California. Oh, that must be nice. Said he may vote Biden over Trump. May, but is also considering staying home on Election Day to protest the president's handling of Israel-Hamas conflict.
Well, it's been handled like shit.
Because that's gonna be great. So allow Trump to become president. Teach us all a lesson, because Trump will say, why don't you just nuke him, BB? Fuck him.
Yeah.
We're not sending them anymore. No, we're not allowing any more aid through. Just napalm it.
They are. Yes.
I mean, how stupid are these people?
It's incredibly stupid.
That's literally what's going to happen.
But it is worth, I will say this, it is worth noting that his policies are, I mean, it is insane. Why are we giving them money for this? This guy, and it's not about Israel, it's about this Bibi Netanyahu. Why is the world letting that totalitarian dumbfuck handle them? It is so stupid. It is insane.
No tango nada. I got nothing, dog. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. No, it's finished.
There's a story. There's not a whole lot coming out of this, the trial yet. I mean, this is, again, a lot of stupid motions and arguing over evidence. And then they get to jury selection.
Yes.
So if Trump can stay awake.
Right. You know, it's does he bring snacks or anything to the trial? Is someone handing him a drink or Diet Cokes or anything?
Well, he calls them his Tic Tacs.
What do you mean? Oh, okay. Which are the Tic Tacs? There's so many drugs that could be involved. Propofol?
Probably the Provigil or the Pro. What is
it? He's asleep. Provigil? Is that he's what it is? He's asleep on really nice Adderall. That's amazing.
The Vagisil.
Yeah, I'm asleep on Vagisil.
Also, I'm sure that's the headline over at the Drudge Report.
Nine.
Historic criminal trial begins. The Don faces 34 felony counts. Convicted by Memorial Day? Question mark. Poll numbers dropping. That's the one we were talking about.
Yay. It's got to be because they aren't raising as much money as they used to, right? I mean, the Republicans.
Yeah, I don't know if it has that as much. I think people are sick of their bullshit.
Yeah. Because they were saying that in some of these swing places, the only way to get to some of these voters is through TV ads. For some reason, especially in Pennsylvania. Biden,
sneezing.
After they had that big blockbuster fundraiser, they were able to open some office somewhere in some place in Pennsylvania, and they have a lot more money.
Oh yeah, do that shit
for infrastructure and to get people out in in their
don't
campaign.
Listen to what Hillary says.
Yeah,
listen. Or whoever the people that were coaching Hillary, don't listen to what they say.
Well, that is something, never mind. I mean, strategically, that bill has been right, and that is something we've neglected. And this time, which of the
Bill
states?
Clinton.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, he told.
Go to the Midwest.
He still talks about that. He's not afraid to crow about that. He told them to go there, and the stupid snots. The Ivy League assholes who thought they know more about politics than Bill fucking Clinton.
Well, they got greedy.
Were stupid about it. They were looking at their numbers and all their own spreadsheets and all this. And Bill Clinton's like, you got to go to Ohio. You got to go to Indiana, And
they took all these states that they usually get for granted, and they spent time in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
That's like when...
Let's go to Alabama.
Well, no, there
was... Let's spend time in Alabama.
There was some lunatic on Biden's campaign. They're like, we got maybe Florida's in play. Are you fucking crazy? Are you crazy? You got to go to Michigan and convince these people that you're not doing genocide in Israel. And you got to get those people on board, and you got to get them to fucking vote for you.
Where our union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable...
What
in it's going to be hard to get through this one.
You know what? I already heard part of this. NPR played it on one of their hourly news updates. I literally could. This is the craziest. Just go ahead. This is going to get hard. We're not going to get through this.
Speaking how much time, Pennsylvania, this
how
is
much
him
time and, is left in the this show? Is him. We're fucked.
It's 49 seconds long. So we you know, that's epic. We can spend 2 minutes per.
Okay. Start it from the beginning again, please. I really want to enjoy it.
Where our union was saved by the immortal heroes at Gettysburg. Gettysburg, what an unbelievable battle that was. The Battle of Gettysburg, what an unbelievable. I mean, it was so much and so interesting and so vicious and horrible and so beautiful in so many different ways.
Beautiful
in so many different ways. There?
He must take drugs that make him think he so was alive in the 18th.
Horrible and beautiful and tasty.
Does he take
and fragrant
the Ambien they get in the Trump people get the kind of Ambien that makes you think you were alive during the Civil War. It's good shit. I remember said
and so beautiful in so many different ways. It represented such a big portion of the success of this country. Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch and the statement of
oh, fuck. I was drinking. I forgot about that.
Let me tell you something. That guy.
Gettysburg. Wow. I want to get a t-shirt, man.
He's so
made.
Ignorant. He's so
I
want to
get a t-shirt, man. It says Gettysburg.
This
comma.
Guy,
wow.
Trump. Yeah. Is so ignorant and fucking stupid that he he doesn't know.
I wouldn't be able to wear it around here.
Yeah. There's something going on here. There's some dementia. I'm sorry, man. Well, there's some dementia going on, and that's the truth.
Meanwhile, they're in Pennsylvania, and they couldn't find a token brown person to stand in the audience behind him?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, where's...
Wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania.
Wait, I want to hear Gettysburg Wow again.
Gettysburg, wow. I go to Gettysburg, Pennsylvania to look and to watch. And the statement of Robert E. Lee, who's no longer in favor. Did you ever notice that? No longer in favor. Never fight uphill, me boys. Never fight uphill. They were fighting uphill. He said, wow, that was a big mistake. He lost his great general. And they were fighting. Never fight uphill, me boys. But it was too late.
What is he
I don't know.
Talking
I don't
about?
Know. I don't know.
Never fight uphill, me boys.
But shit, I do Trump. Have to say, this is on this is a broadcast on RSBN. And it's now he's sharing the screen with a MyPillow ad. It know. Says support Mike Lindell and RSBN. Shop now at mypillow.com/RSBN for up to 80% off everything.
You know, Biden's people are going to want him to debate Trump because they're like, he's going to take him out. But I don't think he should. I really don't. You don't need to debate this dumb fuck. He's not worthy of it. This stupid fucking Nazi. Do you know what I mean? Do you think he should debate Trump in the general?
God, yeah, maybe.
Because
I think Trump will get rattled and
if he's ahead
and take a swing at Biden.
Yeah, like you mean like a physical swing?
Yeah.
How? I don't know. This guy sounds like he's a. I don't know. I think if Biden gains in the polls and he can get like. My God, guys, can't you get like a 7-8 point lead? Then you don't debate him because then you got a lead. You know, this guy is nuts. I mean, what drug is he on right now? Or is this just his
I think
brain?
A cocktail? Yeah.
Let me. Oh, just a real quick question about the today's start of that trial. You didn't mention what Melania was wearing.
A robe by the pool at Mar-a-Lago. What are you
no,
talking about?
She's going to go to the trial?
She's going to be at the Stormy Daniels trial?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, she's real happy about this one. What else have we got going on? You know, I mean, there's no getting away from this fucking trial. That was at some Pennsylvania rally.
God. Jesus.
I've got... Well, speaking of Mike Lindell...
How is a state so close to, like, New York and all this fucking culture How is that a battleground state with Donald Trump? I mean, how are there so many people in Pennsylvania that love him? Is it New York?
Because there's two, you know, there's two larger-ish cities, but there's a whole lot of rural and sub-rural assholes.
God, sub-rural.
Instead of suburban.
I don't know.
There are more sub-rural people who...
I'm living in Florida, and I hear some of these people in Pennsylvania, and I just don't understand what's wrong with you guys. And I'm in Florida.
Well, drive, you know, an hour out of Cleveland or Cincinnati.
Oh, yeah. I worked
you're
in
deep
this,
in Trump yes. country.
That's J.D. Vance, though, right, out there in Ohio.
Pennsylvania was one of those legislatures that were batshit crazy that were trying to overturn the election and slinging fake electors at us.
Did they not go crazy during the pandemic too? Their state house, didn't they have they had all these legislators that refused to work
maybe
remotely
yeah.
or wear masks, and then they had an outbreak. You know,
Mike Lindell,
ooh,
having a rough time last week. The Supreme Court kicked him right in the pillows, along with Carrie Lake and I forget that asshole's name that was running for Secretary of State, I think, in Arizona and lost. And we're screaming, oh, fraud, still for the past two fucking years.
Yeah. But this is about the 220, which this is the midterm, 2022.
Yeah.
They're concerned about.
Well, I think so.
Wait a second. It's 2024.
I know. And she still refuses to concede. and the Supreme Court didn't even give them the time of day. They didn't even take up the case. And this week now, today in Washington.
Yes.
Also, another kick right in maybe the slippers.
Ooh.
To Mike Lindell. The Supreme Court today denied to hear his appeal, who was arguing that his rights were violated when the FBI agent seized his phone in the Hardee's drive-thru.
Oh, my God.
In 2022.
It was the drive-thru, right?
I believe so, yeah.
And not one publication could tell us his order.
Hardee's. Yeah, Hardee's restaurant in Minnesota.
Does anybody
drive through?
I want to know the order. Yeah, the drive through. That's funny.
God, I wonder if there's if there's dash cam from any of the agents or
that's evil
or body cams. I want to see Michael Lindell getting pulled over.
Yeah,
by the somebody has to have requested that already.
That pisses me off, though. If I'm in the drive-thru at Hardee's, that means I really want that shit. All of a sudden, all these cops show up and are seizing Mike Lindell's phone, and I'm behind him in the drive-thru. Do I still get my food?
I want to know what his order is.
I got a meat. He got a roast beef. He got a roast beef, curly fries. Oh, I love Hardee's. It's so bad for you.
The federal government was investigating the sharing of sensitive information from Colorado's computerized voting systems. Lindell was a key ally of Donald Trump. Remember Lindell, that official in Colorado that wasn't it Colorado? She was accused of one of the Trumpier areas.
Yes.
Accused of like hacking into the machine and giving it to somebody.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And
I remember that.
And there was a warrant out for her, and Lindell was fucking hiding her. Remember that? He had her in a different state or
get
something?
Get in my pillow.
For like 10 minutes, yeah.
This pillow's kind of lumpy, Lindell. You hiding that person in
here? Lindell's phone was seized while he was in the drive-thru lane of a Hardee's restaurant in Minnesota as Lindell was on his way home from a duck hunting trip.
Why? A lot of good...
Rabbit season!
A lot of good details in this story. Why did law enforcement, I know we got so many things to talk about today, but just answer me this.
Yeah.
Why did law enforcement pick when he was at the drive-thru to get him, to get his phone? Why?
Because what better?
Well, this must have been nuts. What, they reached inside the car, took his phone, and then that was it?
The judge in that wrote the Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals decision last September.
Yes.
So that was the circuit, the Eighth Circuit. They appealed it up to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court was like,
come on.
They turned it down.
Our Supreme Court?
Yeah, yeah. It turned it down, allowing the lower case to stand, which means he's fucked. The previous judge wrote, this is Ralph Erickson of the St. Louis-based Eighth Circuit Court of Appeals.
Yes.
Lindell's irritation as to where and how the government took possession of his cell phone does not give rise to a constitutional claim, let alone a showing of a callous disregard for his constitutional rights. I guess he was pissed and as baffled as you, Ryan, as to why they would choose the drive-thru lane.
I'm not pissed.
At the Hardee's.
I would just like to have been a fly on the wall when they were planning when they're going to do this. Because it is bizarre. I mean, are they, they're following the guy around like...
Maybe they were waiting for their warrant, and they were following him, and somebody called, the judge called and said, you got your warrant, and they said, pull him over.
Yeah, what are they... They must have felt like he, at any moment, he could destroy evidence, delete shit off his phone or something. It's just a bizarre... Why not the Taco Bell? I would have got him at the Taco Bell with a little fire sauce.
Oh, yeah, here we go. The next paragraph. The FBI had questioned Lindell about Tina Peters, the Mesa County clerk in Colorado, who was indicted in 2022 over accusations that she improperly permitted someone to copy access passwords and other files from a secure voting system and post them online, exposing the machines to hackers.
I think I would...
Trumpy, by the way.
I would nab people at Del Taco, maybe. Do you know that's the weirdest taco place? Because you can also get French fries there. Isn't that weird?
I used to get their chili cheese fries.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so good.
Way too much. When I worked at at Kaiser Hospital, I would walk across the street.
Could you imagine wrestling somebody like Lindell down and trying to grab his phone while they're covered in that chili from like a large order of those cheese fries? That would be a rough scene.
They were good, though.
You can't take me on Meat Mountain. Oh, so good.
The, let's see. Both Peters and Lindell, supporters of former President Donald Trump, pushed baseless theories about the accuracy of the 2020 election. No fucking shit.
Yeah, a lot of people
did. USA Today.
That's right.
So there you go. Sad news, Mike Lindell.
Sad. Very sad.
He can't charge the FBI with civil rights violations for yanking his phone out of his hands while he was reaching for his double-double.
Chili fries! Get your fingers out of my fucking chili fries!
No, you're an asshole!
You asshole!
You're an asshole! No, he's an asshole. You're an asshole!
I want some horsey sauce. Oh, that's Arby's, actually. Arby's is horsey sauce. Hardee's is just Hardee's sauce.
Don't forget Carl's Jr.
Oh, God. That's the most disgusting one. That Carl's Jr. is... the grossest... Here's how it works in America. The two grossest fast food chains, and it's not even close, is Carl's Jr. and what is the Jack in the Box. Those two are disgusting.
Oh, yeah. But Jack in the Box...
What? They're tacos.
Had those late night drive-through hours.
Yeah,
that were great for post being out at the bars or post getting high,
right?
Or about to get high.
Yes. we're gonna take Lindell down at White Castle.
also the Scotals.
Scrotus.
Scrotus. An appeal by three Republican congressmen.
Nine!
Who were fined $5,000 each by the House for dodging security scanners that were installed after January 6th.
Why would you do that, you dickhead?
Because they're assholes.
Because they have guns.
Apply to them.
Do they have guns? Is that why?
Well, could be.
You're legislators. All you got to do is go through the fucking scanner. What is your fucking problem? Jeez.
The court's decision comes months after justices snubbed the case of three other GOP members of Congress who had their pay docked in 2021 for flouting the mask mandate on the floor. That was Margie was one of them. Margie had to pay like $100,000 or something like that. It might not have been that much, but her fines were way up there.
Let me tell you something. You better vote correctly in November. It's going to be Madam Secretary Marjorie Taylor Greene, man. I swear to God. Don't you think? Isn't she an obvious pick for Secretary of State?
Okay.
For Trump?
That would be a great representative to the world. It would be perfect.
The perfect
representative of what this country has turned into.
This is who we are.
In the current case, Representatives Andrew Clyde of Georgia, Lloyd Smucker of Pennsylvania.
Smucker. Yeah.
Republicans.
Nine!
And Republican, well, now former representative, a Republican, I think.
Who is this?
I think this person is a Republican.
Okay.
Oh. My drop is...
It's guerrilla fighting. Oh yeah, you are going to be ultimately vulnerable to terrorism. And, you know, if that's what you start doing in the military like the Greeks did, as people have said, Louis, you got to understand, you don't even know your history. Oh, yes, I do. I know exactly.
You studied military history.
Not a good idea.
I always forget about the toady at the end.
Oh, yeah, you studied military history. You learned all about those hand jobs and blow jobs and massages that they used to give each other.
Louis in trouble?
Well, Louis is going to have to cough up the money now.
Oh, shit.
They asked the Supreme Court to intervene over the, quote, massive fines they incurred for ignoring magnetometers that were set up outside the House chamber after rioters assaulted the Capitol in a violent attempt to thwart the certification of Biden's election.
God, these guys. You didn't even go through the magnetometers. Everybody, that's your...
Yeah.
I mean...
The scanners were controversial at the time.
Why?
And the House rule to install them passed by only a handful of votes.
we don't... I can't believe that. They wanted everybody to come armed or something.
Nancy Pelosi said, it's beyond comprehension, then Speaker, by the way.
Yeah.
Beyond comprehension why any member would refuse to adhere to these simple common sense steps to keep this body safe. 2 weeks after the Capitol attack, it was reported that Representative Andy Harris, Republican of Maryland, was turned away from the chamber after a scanner revealed he was carrying a concealed handgun.
What trash? Do you really need a gun? You need a gun to go to work? Shit. Like it's January 6th. I mean, hey.
It was unclear when the incidents involving Clyde Smucker and Gohmert took place.
Jesus.
Gohmert said in February 2021, I briefly stepped out of the House floor to use the washroom and wasn't aware I needed to be scanned again. Bullshit,
Louis. I don't know. You dumbass. You little dumbass.
God, he said, okay.
The dog wants back in. I heard her.
Oh, look at that. She's carrying a bone. That's why she's whimpering. Yeah. She gets stressed out as to where to hide.
Oh yeah,
some of her treasures, and she walks around the entire compound. And puts it like on a sofa, and then she'll put it on you. Then she'll put it on.
It seems like she loves the treat so much. She has anxiety to the point where she kind of cries about it. Right?
Yeah. Some dogs do that.
Jeez, dog.
She's like, I don't know where to hide this.
No one's taking that. There's not one person in this house that wants that treat except you.
Not a former animal part in that capacity. Yeah,
I don't want that.
Unlike in the movie The Godfather, there are no toilets with tanks where one could hide a gun. So my re-entry onto the House floor should have been a non-issue.
Jesus fucking Christ. Why
Says
would you
Louis.
Think of the Godfather in this context? It's telling, though, you know.
Each of them had their pay docked $5,000.
That's it?
Yeah.
Come on, Louis. Shut the fuck up. Just pay it. They wanted the SCOTUS to block their fine?
Yeah.
You cheap ass motherfuckers.
They didn't.
Yeah. You can't afford $5,000. You know, Donald Trump is got a, you know, so how much has he been fined and sued for so far? Like 450 million or something?
Who?
Donald Trump.
Probably, not that much.
Probably 500 with the Stormy stuff. Plus,
oh, no, no, it is 5-something.
Yeah, yeah.
No, no, it's saying. Definitely 5-something. And then I was thinking Rudy's is only 150.
Oh, Rudy, yeah. He's not, I don't know if he's doing well, but I know Trump is struggling with this. And Louis, you could figure out how to pay $5,000, right? Jeez. I bet Trump wish he only had to pay $5,000. God damn, these guys are assholes.
Gonna have to sell a lot of briskets.
But it's the point, yeah. But Louis, you stood up for something you believed in that was very stupid, right? And part of that is paying the fine because, you know, that's a statement, right?
I mean, I guess.
No, no, no. He's just dumb. Probably had a gun on him. Why else would he not want to walk through the magnetometer? I mean...
Well, he did once, though.
Yeah, but he didn't walk through on the way back.
But then he went to piss and then... Or whatever.
And this is after the insurrection. Is that
and
right?
He eats a lot of meat, so oh, yeah. you don't want to go near the congressional bathroom after yeah, Louis's done.
He needs to be in a bubble. But this is after the insurrection, right?
Yeah, yeah.
That's why they were nervous, Louis, because they were taking precautions because the Capitol had been breached and they almost killed Mike Pence. Not that you care about that. So they want you to walk through the thingy. Stupid.
The New York Times is reporting that Trump was warned repeatedly by his lawyers not to throw any tantrums during the court.
Listen, Donald, don't rape anybody.
New York Times reported that Trump's lawyers have cautioned him that his usual courtroom antics could have disastrous consequences if he acts the same way in front of a jury that is charged with deciding whether he committed criminal offenses.
God.
They, quote, warned him repeatedly that he needs to try not to behave erratically in front of juries and that some judges will have him put in jail if he
does. Yay! Not any of the ones in America. I believe it when I see that shit. When Trump is treated like, you know, one of us, okay, but I'll believe it when I see it. They're not putting that guy in jail. He can do whatever he wants and he can say whatever he wants. We've learned that.
In addition to potential legal trouble, he could find himself in by having these tantrums. He could also pay a political price. One pollster said that from her perspective, the political X factor coming out of the Trump trial is, quote, he's going to lose his mind.
Damn.
Imagine if Stormy's up on the witness stand or Michael Cohen, and he's going to sit there and keep his mouth shut?
You've
got to be kidding
me. No, he'll grimace and say something. Or, you know, I think more so he will go out after the trial and say, Michael Cohen is an evil asshole and everybody should go get him or something. He'll violate the gag order, and then the judge will say, oh, no. We should really do something about this.
Adding to the circus-like atmosphere of the trial is the fact that rabid MAGA activist Laura Loomer is pledging to lead the protest effort.
Ooh, in New York?
Yeah.
Yes! Where in New York is this trial?
She told the New York Times, we have to raise awareness about this Banana Republic witch hunt against President Trump. I will have my bullhorn. I will have my camera crew. I will have my Trump gear. And I will have a staff writer.
Wait, okay, sure. Wait, is this in Manhattan, the trial?
Yeah.
Laura, I'm begging you to go down to Manhattan with your hats and your little Trump hats and your staff writers and all your protest signs. I can't wait for you to go to Manhattan. They're going to hate her. They hate Donald Trump in Manhattan. You know what I mean?
Trump himself was busy posting inflammatory content on Truth Social.
Yes.
Claiming the judge is, quote, crooked.
Laura, I'm sorry. Don't you think that these people, that there's going to be people that want to beat the shit out of them in New York?
Laura Loomer?
Yes! All these dumb maggots walking around?
No, because we're not like them.
We are like them.
I mean, we want to mock the fuck out of them.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm just thinking.
you know, maybe throw some liquids at them. I just don't approve of that at all. But I just think it's a very hostile.
I'm not saying I want it. I'm saying it's a very hostile place for maggots in Manhattan.
Okay, Ryan, come over here. Look at the ads I'm being served right now. Snakes. Morph Market. That's that snake place that I went to once while doing a story here.
This is where you can have a snake genetically engineered or something?
I mean, I guess I could...
Is that true?
I could put an X on it and make sure I don't subscribe to that.
But wait.
But there's like three of them on the page.
Okay, but this is where you can design your own snake, kind of?
No, it's where you could buy all those weird different colored snakes.
How are they made?
They're a mama snake and a daddy snake.
Yeah, I know. But how do you get these weird colors? Is it just
a mama snake and a daddy snake love each other of certain colors?
And they just made them. Well, there's plenty of snakes. I hate these people. I hate these people. I would round these fuckers up real quick.
I'm going to click on their ad.
Oh, my God.
Which is bad because now I'll get it even more. Ball pythons, boa constrictors, hognose snakes, king snakes, corn snakes, bearded dragons, monitors, crested geckos, leopard geckos, tortoises, turtles, amphibians, and more. Auctions are now live. Explore hundreds of live auctions from your favorite breeders.
We don't, you know.
Okay.
I don't know, man. What's wrong with people?
What is?
Is that your talent?
I want to sort it by the highest bid. Can I do that?
Absolutely.
Bid highest first. Here you go.
What do you want to do when you grow up?
Oh.
I want to breed snakes because I'm crazy. My parents didn't hug me enough.
Currently now, there are 24 bids.
Yeah.
For a 2019, this little guy was born.
Sounds like you're talking about cars.
Boa constrictor adult.
How do you know when a snake is an adult and not a kid snake?
Gorgeous, slow-grown female that is solid muscle. She's currently about 4 feet and eating large rats. She is extremely dark and an incredible example of this morph. That means the style and color.
The morph. They've done some genetic engineering or something, right?
No. Breeding. Selective breeding.
Yeah, this
she's extremely dark and an incredible example of this morph. Get a huge jump in VPIs with this girl.
VPIs, I don't know. These are people that their personality is their snake. They are boring and don't have anything to talk about worth a shit. So it's like, oh, I'm a python owner. That's what we're going to talk about for the next 10 minutes if you run into me. I got a morph snake. I got a little design my own logo on the snake. I just feel like I don't know why
Vida Preciosa International, a snake breeding company.
God,
they're known for their albino lines.
Ooh, God, this is crazy.
Including the VPI albino and VPI exanthic.
Aren't there like thousands of snakes at snake shelters that need to be adopted and they need homes? Come on. You got to breed these things.
Owned and operated by Dave and Tracy Barker, VPI is an incorporated commercial enterprise primarily involved in the captive propagation of snakes. He breeds snakes.
The captive propagation of snakes. Why do we do this? This is not necessary. This is actually horrible.
Anyway,
God, that's fucked. I don't get those ads.
This lovely female can be yours.
How do you know it's a female? They just tell you. Well, how do you know it's a male?
Look up their cloaca or something.
Sure. Let me stick my thumb up there and see.
So this 4 foot, but it's, I guess they're paying for the lineage, because it's
foot?
This VPI.
Oh, yes, of course, Pat.
And then some other breeder.
Is this snake eugenics that you're explaining to me?
Boa constrictor adult, one available, 24 bids. The current bid, which ends in an hour.
Let me guess.
Hurry up, everybody.
$1,000.
$2,200.
What the fuck?
$125 in shipping.
How much?
How do you get
shipping it?
How do you get it?
You mail it. You put it in a priority mail envelope. God, I'd be so pissed off. If I'm the mailman,
how
I'm like,
how do you send a 4-foot python? Like, seriously, how does one ship a 4-foot python?
But I feel bad for these people that work at Amazon, the post office. I'd be like, I did not sign up to ship that shit. I don't want a snake.
Huh. Well, there you go. Fascinating. Speaking of other Republican reptiles.
You know, I went over to my friend's house. He's got all those snakes. He's got a bearded dragon. He's got a king snake. He's got a
boa. He's got a turtle.
He's got every animal.
Does he have anything venomous?
No. But it's a real creepy vibe. You know, it just is. I have to have this snake. Shit, guy's got four dogs. I'm like, well, the dogs are great. These dogs are great. He's got a bearded dragon. That doesn't creep me out as much as a python or a fucking king snake, guys. I mean, God. I can't find my snake. He's in the dishwasher.
Rob Schneider is trending for some reason.
He's an anti-vaxxer cunt, right?
Maybe it's this tweet. Scoop, former SNL cast member Rob Schneider delivered a comedy set so off-color and off-putting to a group of prominent Republicans late last year that the host, Senate Working Group, cut the performance short and later apologized to 10 attendees.
What did he say that you fucking Nazis couldn't handle? That's weird. What? I thought they'd be a good fit for Rob Schneider. That's funny. I'm shocked. Shit, man. What does he talk about? What's his thing?
Senator Cindy Hyde-Smith walked out during Schneider's performance.
She's the one that said that she would go to a live hanging if you could.
Yes.
And she couldn't handle Rob Schneider's comedy. This is a complicated person.
It was at the holiday gala hosted at the Waldorf Astoria by the Senate Working Group, a networking group for senior GOP Hill staffers, downtown alumni, other corporate individual members, blah, blah, blah. The show was supposed to last at least a half hour, but the executive director stepped in within 10 minutes. After the comedian made, quote, raunchy and inappropriate jokes.
Oh, my God. You are supporting a guy who is a rapist for president. Please do not tell me that you cannot handle sitting and listening to this dumb fuck Rob Schneider. Oh, come on.
Including some aimed at Asian people.
Oh, you loved it.
Like a crack about, quote, Korean whorehouses.
They love this racist shit. I this story is weird.
Hyde-Smith's spokesperson said Schneider's set was gross and vulgar. She didn't have to listen to it, and she got up and left.
But Cindy, you are, though. But you are gross and vulgar. What is the problem?
The approximately 150 attendees, which included more than 40 Senate chiefs of staff, received an apology letter the next day, email.
You had to apologize to these fucking Nazis?
While we do our best to ensure every aspect of our program is professional, courteous, and appropriate, we sincerely regret that the entertainment at last night's program fell short of that goal.
It is tough to figure out what Nazis like to watch, I guess. Or I would have picked Rob Schneider, and I thought the content would be perfect. are there clips? I wonder. Oh, I wish
the
there
Senate
were clips.
Working Group said in a statement that Schneider disregarded a verbal agreement he made with the executive director to keep his set, quote, relatively clean.
Relatively clean. You want to be in charge of all the vaginas? Are you insane?
Still, Schneider's brand of edgy, approaching tasteless comedy has been well documented. Schneider has a long history of perpetuating racial stereotypes, according to a 2017 Daily Beast story.
Let me help you. Let me help you with that phrase. That phrase, just say he's a racist, though. That phrase is saying he's a racist. Did you say he's a racist? He perpetuates racial stereotypes in his act. He's a racist. God, this is crazy. Who else? What other little ninny-ass Republicans were offended? I mean, honestly, Cindy Hyde-Pierce. She said that if they brought back public hangings, she would go, so you're telling me she could watch a human being get strung up by their neck until they're dead? And she would watch that, but she can't handle the poo-poo words coming out of Rob Schneider or is offended by his racism, which is weird to me for somebody. Is she a senator? She is not.
She is.
This is the fucking senator that wants public hangings was offended by racist stuff Rob Schneider said. This is bullshit. I don't believe this. I think she'd love it. I'm as confused as you are, Rob.
So there you go. That's my Rob Schneider trending over on the Twitter machine, the X machine. Also in the news, look at the time flying. We're already nearing the top of the hour, halfway done here, everybody. Thanks for listening. Thanks for buying shit through the Amazon link.
That's right.
I've got a whole bunch of stories here. Let's do this one.
Yes.
Tesla will lay off more than 10% of its global workforce, according to a memo sent to employees by Elon Musk.
Woo!
The shares closed down more than 5% today.
Wait, it went down 5%?
That's not good.
Jeez.
Like I said, if their options weren't so fucking expensive, that would have been a good buy today.
Why? Their trucks are already rusting, but they're supposed to be stainless steel. And they don't, and they have hard stops randomly, right? They just stop randomly when they're in auto drive.
Well, yeah, allegedly.
And they don't charge right like they're supposed to.
As we prepare the company for our next phase of growth, it is extremely important to look at every aspect of the company for cost reductions and increasing productivity. The very heartfelt, warm memo from the CPS and the CEO saying 10% of you are going to be gone. Very warm. As part of this effort, we have done a thorough review of our organization and made the difficult decision to reduce our headcount by more than 10% globally.
Shit. Reduce our... But wait, don't you need more people because you put out all these shitty cars that need to be fixed, right? You need to make their... Could you imagine? How much is a Tesla?
30, 40 grand for the regular one?
Right? I paid 40 grand for this car.
90 for the truck.
90 for the truck? That you're telling me this dumb fuck, I don't know, somebody's riding around in Pensacola in one of these Elon Musk trucks. It looks like a stainless steel doorstop. You're telling me that person paid 90 fucking thousand
minimum
fucking dollars.
They got more bells and whistles than it was more.
And it's weird too because I saw that truck coming out of I forgot about this. They were coming out of a Home Depot or something. And they had some plywood in the truck. And you could tell there's not much space.
It's not, a truck is kind of, you can put that in air quotes.
Why would you spend $90,000 on that?
Tesla shares have taken a bruising in recent months, falling 31% year to date. While electric vehicle sales are still gaining popularity worldwide, their sales growth rate has slowed, especially for Tesla. The company is now facing more competition than ever. And people are talking about better cars coming out that are better than Tesla.
What's better than this? This car that I bought, it's a $90,000 truck, stops every once in a while. I bet they have issues? They had some other issue that was very strange. You want the car to not stop randomly on the auto, whatever the fuck.
Earlier this month, Tesla reported its first annual decline in vehicle deliveries since 2020. That means less people are buying shit.
Yeah.
They hit the shit.
The car doesn't charge. You can't... I read that it'll take 24 hours to charge a Tesla battery at a normal speed, at a normal charging station. But a fast charging station, it's a couple of hours or something. But that is a lot of time. Americans are not patient, Elon.
Shares taking a dump.
Is it because it's him, his personality, or the shares taking a dump because the car's just fucking suck. Is that the issue? Can we just all agree?
Well, it's both. It's a result. The overinflated price in the first place is because of him.
Have you seen this car that I'm talking about, the Tesla truck driving around?
No, not live.
It's in our neighborhood. I mean, you know, it's there's some weirdo that bought one of these. Why would you buy? It's 90 grand. Oh, my God. Fucking driving your 90 grand weird truck to Home Depot.
In other market news.
Yes.
Shares of DJT, Donald Trump's social media company.
Nine!
Drops today. Today. Yes. Dropped 18%.
Dang, Donald.
After the company said it could sell millions of shares in the coming months. So they're saying that they might try to add shares.
How do you do that?
They're going to try to just want to make what they want. They're desperate for cash.
That doesn't answer my question. So they're going to add shares that are available at True Social or for the media company.
Apparently.
So they're deciding on their own to inflate the value of their company.
Are we surprised by this?
No, I'm just saying, can we do this? Can someone do that? I guess you just
say... Well, the market is telling them no.
So you make the shares available and people buy them or they don't.
Right, by doing so, they'll probably have a cash influx at some point. You know, and it's probably going to be timed right when Trump's... is it a 6 month? They have a 6 month moratorium on selling any of their shares. Yeah. So they'll probably time it right before that. So the shares jump up and then Trump can sell. He'll sell everything and leave everybody holding the bag.
Right.
Like he always does.
But that's a pump and dump. That's illegal. It's illegal.
No, he's not pumping it up. The idiots are pumping it up.
Right.
The stock has already fallen nearly 60% since opening the first day of trade.
Buy it, maggots. Buy it, maggots. Get out your wallets, you dumb shits. Buy it. Smoke all you can. Shit.
Yeah, go ahead.
If the maggots are holding on to the DJT, how is it losing value then?
I don't know. Oh, let's see. While the filing does not indicate any imminent intention to sell from affiliates of the company, it does clear the way for Trump to sell his shares after the lockup is expired or waived. So that's just what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's good in our country. This Donald Trump can... God, I mean, that does not seem fair. This guy could put this shitty company that's never really made a profit, that isn't worth shit. He could put anything on the stock market, call it DJT, and people will buy it. And then that affects the economy.
It's at $26.61 right now.
When did it start, though?
It was 70.
Ah, shit, man. I guess it's not working out so good.
Well, and the tough thing was that the a lot of the premiums for shorting it were really high.
Right, but the problem is...
But then they lowered them. The fees went down for, you know... Because everybody wants to short it. Everybody knows what's going to happen.
Yes.
So they start saying, well, we're going to, when you short a stock, you're borrowing stock from a broker.
Okay. Shit.
And hoping it goes down because then you sell it when it goes down. The share reverts to the broker and you pocket the difference.
Oh my God. So you're gambling.
You're making money on it going down.
What
it's not
this?
Like.
Yeah.
Like options are a little different.
What is the difference between me placing a bet with a bookie rather than a broker?
Not much.
This is very complicated gambling. So weird.
And the deeper you go, the more ridiculous. When I learned about options.
Yeah.
I was like, this is why the world is broken.
Yeah.
Because you're literally betting on stock without owning the stock.
You're betting on its movement.
Yeah, you're saying...
How did that happen?
You're saying,
how
I'm going to... start? One lot is 100 shares. So you're saying, I'm going to buy 100 shares
okay
at this date,
right,
at the end of this day.
Yes.
at this price.
Okay.
And then if it goes up, if I buy the options.
Yes.
But you don't have to pay the price of 100 shares of the stock.
Right.
Shit. Those are futures. That's if you're doing futures, you have to when the hot potato
yes.
ends and the music stops, whoever has the potato has to buy the stocks that price at that contract.
Insane.
Whereas with options, yes. this is why it's such bullshit. With options, you have the option to buy it at that price, and you don't have to. So an option can just expire with no penalty.
And you don't lose money.
You lose the money, the premium you paid for the transaction.
It. Yeah. Oh.
But shorting, you're borrowing a share of stock, X right. shares of stock, hoping they go down, and then you'll sell them at the lower price, and you pocket the
cash. So you short the stock, you drive the price down, and then you buy it when it's way down low because you know it's going to go back up.
If you're that huge of a manipulator, yeah.
yeah.
If you have that many shares.
Shit, man. I think the snake business sounds more reasonable.
So that might be what Trump is planning. Just
his,
a way to,
his
to,
media
to pump
company,
up the value a little bit before he's got to be really pissed.
What value?
Yeah, exactly.
You
heard that clip from Barry Diller?
Yeah.
He's like, what are people doing? It's like AMD, he said.
The cinema?
AMC.
AMC.
Or GameStop, he said.
Yeah,
it was
like GameStop.
Because GameStop is AMD, AMC is the other one that was played a lot like that. It became a meme stock because people would just hop on social media and say, come on, guys, today we're all going to start buying. We're going to run that price up.
Shit.
And then it would have ridiculous value, like meme coins. There's crypto that is actually just joke and nobody uses it for transactions, basically, like Doge.
Yeah, but GameStop turned into a thing, right? It was like a some people's mission. They just wanted to drive it up because they could.
Yes.
You know, sometimes...
And then cash in on it, and then short it when you know it's going to start deflating back to
its... there's logic in that, right?
...normal value.
There's some logic in that. Why would you buy Tesla and hold it if it's going down? You think it's going to get...
You're buying it while it's going down, that's exactly... Then
but isn't that what they
probably
do?
Also voted for Trump.
These people, the grievance generation, these maggots, these fuck your feelings people, are very much in their feelings.
Oh,
in
yeah,
the stock
1,000%.
Market. They're letting their feelings dictate how they lose
in
their money.
Every aspect.
In the stock market. It is crazy. Your feelings are making you buy a car that's $90,000 that doesn't hold a charge.
Right.
Nuts.
Right.
What happened?
Oh, I just looked at a different stock.
Oh, okay. Shit, man.
I'm irritated. I didn't. Damn it. There was a...
Dogecoin. Do you have any Doge?
No.
Okay.
I don't think so, unless I had an airdrop at one point.
Shelby, you got any Doge? She's asleep.
Sometimes early in some of these coins, they do airdrops or they just send everybody, you know,
a little
pile of coin. Yeah.
Wow.
Or something.
I never got any of that.
When it's worth.
Who gives me that?
When it's worth 100 millionth of a cent.
Yeah. I never
it's
got
like,
airdrops.
Oh boy, thanks.
That's the other thing that's weird too. It's just like you can make up a coin and say, this coin is valuable. Please buy it. Based on nothing.
There were a couple that you know, usually some of these coin brokers, you can sell partial coins just to clean out your wallet.
Okay.
Because of a lot of these airdrops that go nowhere. And, you know, now you've got, it's this
stupid coin showing up on your your wallet that you own. You own 50 of the coins, and they're worth 1/700,000th of a penny. That's not going to go anywhere. That you can sell them and convert them to Bitcoin or whatever. Shit. There were a couple times that I had a couple of those airdrops that, you know, you make a couple dollars or something.
Get all this more money, all this coin, all these stocks. We can't solve AIDS or cancer. Please. Rudy's running around.
No, Big Pharma, it's the last thing they want.
Yeah, that's true. The drug dealers.
Also in L News, Alec Baldwin may be sweating a little bit.
They're going to put him in jail for this shit.
Because Hannah Gutierrez Reed, the armorer.
Yes.
On the film Rust, who was found guilty of involuntary manslaughter last month.
Oh, shit, Alec.
She was sentenced by a New Mexico judge to 18 months in prison, which is the maximum possible punishment.
Yeah. But you could say it was her fault, though, right?
Oh, yeah. And the judge said, I did not hear you take accountability in your allocution. You said you were sorry, but not that you were sorry for what you did. So it sounds like she was like, I'm sorry it happened, but, you know. You alone turned a safe weapon into a lethal weapon. But for you, Ms. Hutchins would be alive. A husband would have his partner. A little boy would have his mother.
Shit, man.
As armorer, Gutierrez Reed was responsible for firearms safety and storage on set. She became the first person to stand trial and be convicted in the case, which has captured national attention for more than 2 years. It should catch attention, but the main reason it's catching even bigger ridiculous attention is because maggots hate
Alec Baldwin
with a burning fire of the sun because he dares make fun of their orange daddy boy.
That's right. Part of this thing,
they hate him.
But a lot of the problem was, right, on the set of Rust, to save money, they hired less crew, and this armorer was doing some other job when she should have been armoring, correct? I thought that was...
All around it was... sounded like it's a clusterfuck of a production.
Yeah.
Which is why I sue him. Sue the production company. Sue Alec Baldwin's production company. I get that 100%.
Yeah.
But trying to throw him in jail...
I mean, if somebody in charge of this thing told the armorer to do something else.
Prosecutors asked she be sentenced to the maximum prison time, citing complete and total failure to accept responsibility for her actions. In contrast, the defense asked she be released on probation.
Yes.
Saying she has no priors. And she has a record of prior good works and positive things.
I mean, have you all... Didn't they fuck around with this gun, too? Somebody from the set took it out in the desert and fired some rounds.
They brought real rounds out there to play in the desert and go shooting.
What is that?
That's the whole problem.
Yeah, why did you do that?
Because they're morons.
Alec Baldwin doesn't know you're doing that, right?
Alec Baldwin has also been charged with involuntary manslaughter, is expected to stand trial in July. He pleaded not guilty. He maintains he didn't pull the trigger.
Right.
Judge is currently considering a motion filed by Baldwin's team to dismiss his indictment, citing alleged impropriety by the government, a motion prosecutors vehemently slammed in a rebuttal filing of their own.
Well, they would.
Gutierrez Reed spoke in court, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, so there you go. She is going away for 18 months.
And the prosecutor's, like, politically motivated to do this.
I mean, I guess, but he's not a... It is Texas, but I think he's a Democrat, isn't he?
Right, yes. In a swing
state. Not that should matter. I mean, it shouldn't be political at all when you're prosecuting people.
Yeah, but it is. I mean, look at this.
I Trump. Know exactly.
Yeah, like this Trump, this Merrick Garland shit. Is there anybody more political in our justice system than Merrick fucking Garland? Top down prosecution for the appearance of fairness, for the politics of it. How's it working out? Oh, Jesus.
Oh, this is bad SCOTUS news.
Wow.
What a shocker. A divided Supreme Court allowed Idaho to mostly enforce a law banning gender-affirming health care for trans teens.
I mean, can we get the government's fingers out of health care? Are we in the Middle Ages? Are we in a Monty Python movie, but there's no cool accents? That's what it feels like. Shit. Like the life of Brian in the Midwest or something.
The law enacted last year could go into effect statewide, but cannot be applied against the two plaintiffs who challenged it. That's interesting. The court's three liberal justices objected to the decision, saying the law should have remained blocked in full. So 6-3, golly golly.
Jeez. Thanks, Trumpsters. Thanks, Bernie bros that couldn't bring yourselves to vote for Hillary.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good work.
Are they just allowing it to go ahead while it is still? They are. Okay, so what they did was they lifted the block on the law taking effect.
Yeah.
A previous judge had put a hold on it, and they said they're going to allow it to go, but meanwhile, it's still in the Ninth Circuit.
Yeah.
Whether it's even constitutional or not.
Right. Is Clarence Thomas still going on these trips with what's this guy?
Well, he's gone today. We don't know where he went.
Harlan Crow. They had tickets to go see something, or they're doing something. They were at a rave.
The law in Idaho, like measures enacted by other states, prevents the use of generally accepted medical treatment for transgender minors, including puberty blockers, hormone therapy, and surgeries.
I tell you something, man. This is insane. I feel like we live in the Middle Ages. God. There's so much government in our healthcare.
Neil Gorsuch, in an opinion explaining his vote to allow the law to be enforced, said the lower court had gone much further than needed in putting the entire law on hold. He noted, for example, that the previous judge blocked a provision barring surgery, even though no party before the court had sought access to those surgeries.
Okay. So Neil Gorsuch is sitting there trying.
So the two that sued probably just wanted, were having hormones or puberty blockers, but hadn't or didn't want any surgery yet. And Gorsuch is saying, well, nobody wants surgery.
You know what? You know what we want? We don't want the government in our healthcare. It is insidious. It's nothing good. We don't want legislators making decisions instead of doctors, right? Isn't that?
But they did say that it can't apply to the litigants.
Okay.
So the two that sued, they can't prevent them from having their medical care as much as they want to.
Jeez.
The ACLU represents the teens, said the decision was an awful result for transgender youth and their families across the state. It allows the state to shut down the care that thousands of families rely on while sowing further confusion and disruption. So now what? These kids are going to have to stop
Or move.
Taking hormones or stop taking puberty blockers?
You know what it is? It's like we're creating places in this country, in places like Idaho. Idaho's huge, right?
I don't know how huge it is.
It's a big, dumb state.
Yeah.
It's like the size of Montana. It's enormous.
I don't know if it's that big.
No, it is. It's fucking enormous. And it's like you're creating a place in the country where people now have to travel hundreds and hundreds of miles to maybe get health care. What if you live... What if you want an abortion and you live in the southern tip of Florida? What do you do? Get in your car and just drop a cinder block on the gas pedal and drive all the way to fucking Illinois? to a free state where there's some socialism? Is the federal government ever going to come help Florida or Idaho? Please.
And I think that tells you where it's going to go when the actual can they do this question gets to the SCOTUS. If they thought it was that unconstitutional, you think they would say, well, yeah, let's hold it until it's litigated in the Ninth Circuit. But no, they're saying, yeah, go ahead.
Our Justice Department hates trans people, and they hate women, and they hate gay people, and they love guns.
What a shitty SCOTUS.
What a shitty fucking SCOTUS.
Well, yeah. Thanks, Trump. Thanks, Susan Sarandon.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Good job. Thanks, Rob Snyder.
I don't think
he lost him.
I think Rob Snyder.
Rob Snyder's like, who? I'm performing for Sydney Hyde Pierce. He didn't even know who she is. This senator, she's so sensitive and she can't take poo poo words, but she's fine subjugating women and black people and trans people. She doesn't care. What weird sensitivity.
You want to hear some
has.
Good news then?
Oh, absolutely.
New York Attorney General Letitia James.
Yes.
Celebrated a $1.2 million win.
Damn.
Last week on conservative activists. You'll remember these names. Jacob Wall.
Oh, my God.
And
yes.
Jack Berkman, the lunatics who they were the ones who accused Elizabeth Warren of punch fucking that guy.
Well, weren't there chain link marks from a chain?
Yeah,
link?
That she supposedly whipped him with a chain.
Elizabeth Warren, though. Get my chain.
Get the fuck over here.
I just can't imagine.
They reached a deal to pay James's office and others for running a voter suppression campaign during 2020. Remember they did robocalls?
Right. That's right. They did a bunch of weird shit.
They... Letitia James sued them for their efforts to suppress black voters ahead of the 2020 election. An investigation of the attorney general found that Wall and Berkman orchestrated a broad voter suppression campaign using robocalls to spread election-related misinformation to black voters and others in an effort to discourage voting.
Thank you. Thank you very much for that effort. Do you not have hobbies? The Jacob Wall and the other, Jacob Wall and who else?
Berkman.
Do you fucking assholes have anything, hobbies, like books that you might want to read or some?
Jacob Wall was like, wasn't he, they were, the right was touting him as this genius, this financial genius when he was a teenager, like the youngest person trading, but then was now also the youngest person barred from trading for life.
Oh, that's right.
Because he set up a Ponzi scheme.
Yeah, yeah. This guy's a con artist.
So, of course, he's a Republican supporting Trump.
I'm glad Elizabeth Warren beat him with a chain.
The federal judge found the two men liable, saying that they set into motion a full-scale voter suppression operation during the summer of 2020 to discourage eligible voters from voting by targeting mail-in voting in the 2020 election.
Right. Didn't they, is it Michigan they targeted or something? I remember this.
So they reached a deal of $1.25 million in penalties.
Do you guys have that kind of money?
I would doubt that.
Why? You don't think? These guys, they're financial whiz kids, right?
Let's see. Letitia James put on X. Conspiracy theorists Jacob Wall and Jack Berkman must pay up to $1.25 million for their racist and dangerous voter intimidation campaign.
Yeah.
Voting is our most basic democratic right, and I'll always fight to protect it, she says.
Yeah, these robocalls. I remember we played some. They were very racist and very strange. Weren't they? They were really fucked up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What's next with these guys? What's their next project?
I don't know what they're working on.
What are you guys doing? What do you got in the hopper, Jacob? And whatever?
The settlement comes after Wall and Berkman have previously faced penalties for running similar schemes during the 2020 election. In 2022, after authorities in Ohio accused the two men of running a voter suppression campaign in multiple states, the Ohio judge there ordered them to spend 500 hours registering low and middle income voters in the D.C. area. That's not going
to
help.
Don't do that to anybody. Don't make somebody spend time with Jacob Wall or the other one. That's not fair.
Nobody I hope somebody was checking those registrations, by the way, because I could just see those assholes intentionally fucking
up. Oh, yeah.
Transposing numbers or something.
Is there anything else that you guys... Is there anything... Any other field Jacob Wall has interest in rather than trying to...
I don't think so. In 2021, the FCC proposed its biggest ever robocalling fine.
Damn!
Of $5 million against these assholes. Shit. After an investigation found they appeared to have violated U.S. robocall laws, under oath, they both admitted to creating and paying for the robocalls, contacting voters in Michigan, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, and Illinois.
Why, these robocalls are to landlines or all kinds of phones? Or
I don't know. Probably both, I mean, I guess.
It just seems so... outdated or something.
Well, I get robocalls all the time on my cell.
Yeah, that's true. We only talk to robots now. It's different than it used to be.
I'm trying to find the actual robocall.
I'm Jacob.
We played
Wall.
It. I remember we played it. It was insane. Racist.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's on YouTube. Oh, I can't wait to see what pops up in my algorithm after this.
Yeah, Jacob Wall did. I remember these guys. They did a bunch of weird shit and a bunch of weird, like.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
A racially charged robocall is making its way through Detroit tonight, spreading falsehoods about mail-in voting. Okay. Now, Michigan
Secretary of
Mail-in voting sounds great. But did you know that if you vote by mail, your personal information will be part of a public database that will be used by police departments to track down old warrants and be used by credit card companies to collect outstanding debt?
The robocall making its way through...
Oh, my God.
Jesus.
So they're assuming that black people are afraid of being arrested because of outstanding warrants and that they haven't paid their credit cards and that these companies are coming after them.
That
for
is
their
so evil,
date.
Man. That's fucked up.
Man.
Shit. Put a designer python in the bed with that guy.
You guys should be so proud.
Bring out the bearded dragon for Jacob. Have it nibble on his testicles.
We have got, don't forget to join us on Friday for Faithless Friday, y'all.
9! Is Jesus calling in this week, or is he,
always an open invite.
Be-de-be-de. Right.
Now, do you remember, we played this asshole before. She's, you know, some video or right-wing insane YouTuber or something, or TikToker.
I'm a blogger.
Lauren Chen, she's the one we played the clip of her saying that whenever I meet somebody, I like to, like, pretty casually drop the N-word or the F-word for gay people, like, early on, because then right away I know, like, where we stand. I wait to see their reaction, and I know where we stand.
Do you do comedy?
So that's just a setup of who this asshole is. Here she is.
When it comes to dealing with the rights woman problem, there are definitely those of you out there who will just say, well, it's simple. We need to repeal the 19th. And trust me, I am no fan of the 19th Amendment myself. I think it
more... The 19th Amendment giving this asshole the right to vote. I do have to admit
that
it has nothing to do with their gender, though. I wish there was an amendment not to let stupid people vote.
Oh, yeah, that would be great. She didn't like the 19th Amendment.
The 19th Amendment myself. I think it more so than anything else solidified in our consciousness the idea that the political process should be one person, one vote, which is not a good system. I don't believe in democracy. I believe in...
She doesn't believe in democracy. Right. Well, shit, man.
There you go. This is conservatism, though. This is when... you talk about democracy, and then you can always tell
she doesn't want because
the two brain cells will fire in their heads, and they'll say, "We ain't a democracy. We're a constitutional republic." And then you say, how are those representatives elected?
Right.
They elected democratically? We are a democratic constitutional republic, you asshole.
Oh, I didn't vote for you.
Because you're British.
Which is not a good system. I don't believe in democracy. I believe individual rights and limited government are way more important than the idea of everybody having a vote. And if the past few generations have showed us anything, it's...
How can individuals have rights?
That's so contradictory.
If everyone can't vote, if it's not a democratic process.
One person, one vote is sort of this thing we say in America, which that's not the case if you think about the Electoral College. It's kind of bullshit, but... That's the idea. That's a very basic principle, isn't it?
Is it? I mean, you would think so.
Yeah,
everybody having a vote, and if the past few generations have showed us anything, it's that democracy and individual rights and limited government don't often go hand in hand. I'm in favor of a limited franchise, and by the way, no, that's not a radical position. That is the position that the founding fathers have.
Oh, God. Fuck the founding fathers and the dumb slaves. I mean, that's the founding fathers. No penicillin. They're fucking lunatics running around in the woods.
I believe in democracy.
Shit. What's the green room like at these shows we play clips from all the time? I mean.
Oh, who the fuck
knows? Go strapped, I guess. I'm sure there's gunfights at some of these, you know. You think Stu Peters ever gets in a gunfight with somebody at his show, with some other lunatic? Know.
It'd be funny if he was just totally playing a character, and after he's done, he's like, oh, okay.
Who is this person you were just playing that doesn't like that she has her right to vote?
Lauren Chen.
Lauren, which amendments do you like? I'm going to take, I'll guess, the second one.
Oh, there you go. I think that would, you're pretty...
I like that one.
I played that already.
Yes.
I'm just going to play a couple seconds of this because it was spectacular.
Anyone that knows me personally knows there's not a racist bone in my body.
I don't know, Shane. Boy, oh boy.
I may save that as a drop.
I mean, you're bleeding over from last week with this shit, man. I mean, you are out there.
I think everybody knows me.
You know, Rob, I just want to say if Shane Vaughn had been in the audience, he wouldn't have had a problem. He would have loved it. Could you imagine Shane Vaughn say, listen, Shane, Rob Schneider's going to do some comedy. Do you mind if he's a little racist? Oh, no. Like, this is Rob Schneider's core group right here, the Shane Vaughns.
Oh, Rob Schneider is loving it. He just tweeted, my Korean whorehouse joke is now streaming on Netflix and has been for the last 3.5 years.
Yeah, well, it's... Oh, my God, dude. So now I have to look up where to find your stupid joke and find out what point it is in your Netflix special. Is that it? Who cares? I would say, what's the joke? But I don't give a shit. It's stupid.
Like most people, I gave up on NPR years ago, and it looks like there's another reason to stay away from their liberal lunacy.
NPR is great, you dumb shit. What the fuck are you talking about? Apologize to Terry Gross. Pet detective. No, what? He's not pet detective. He's...
Meet the new CEO, NPR mask-wearing moron, Catherine Maher.
Oh, fuck you!
And she's got a Biden for president hat on.
I like NPR, Rob, more than you. Easily. Shit. He wants people to choose between NPR and Rob Schneider. You're crazy.
Yeah, Rob Schneider is, God, his Twitter feed is bad shit. He's like really crazy.
Rob, NPR is infinitely more popular than you are. And like, I could sit here and say the names of shows I've listened to on NPR and until I run out of breath, I think. There's so much content, good content there. And I understand you're Deuce Bigelow, the male fucknut. What is he? Could you go through the Rob Schneider canon for me to prove me wrong that he's interesting and engaging? What does he have? He did the movie about baseball, right? Benchwarmers. Yeah. He did Deuce Bigelow, male gigolo. Did he do The Pet Detective or is that Jim Carrey?
That was Jim Carrey.
Okay. What else did he do? Come on, hit me with the
the Oscar nominees, please.
Well, there were a couple of Deuce Bigelows, weren't there?
I don't know. I didn't see them. But I have listened to so much Fresh Air.
I mean, anything that has Adam Sandler in it, that's his homeboy. That's the only reason Schneider has a career.
It's because
Adam Sandler keeps putting him in his movies.
I like Adam Sandler's acting and stuff. He's got some interesting shit lately. This Deuce Bigelow fuck. What are you coming after NPR? Fuck you, man. That bothers me.
Adderall trending.
Yeah. On Twitter. for Trump.
Yeah, because you're talking about sleeping. Him maybe not having.
The people that make Adderall's got to be like, listen, man, everybody knows he's on our shit, Provigil, and he's sleeping on TV. This is bad press. Didn't he do a movie where, I'm sorry, who? Deuce Bigelow turned into an animal? The pet?
No, well, the animal the was his.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah, I think.
And he was in a movie with Sylvester Stallone. He played a sidekick in Space Cop or some shit like that. That's good.
America is a place where you can be anything you want. Your opportunities are endless because our country provides so many chances to succeed. As First Lady of the United States, I know how much my husband loves the American people.
My husband is a rapist.
I thought you'd give you some Melania because that's the only time she's going to be in public today.
You know what, Melania? You know what I would do, Melania? Here's the move. Date Rob Schneider. That would kill Donald. That would be funny. Right?
Melania, what do you think she's doing while he's having a trial.
Luxuriating.
About paying hush money to two different women.
She's luxuriating somewhere, pretending she gives a shit about her kids. That's what she's doing. The little fascist Nazi.
Okay, I think she cares about.
Does she?
About
Baron?
Baron, yeah. No. I think she likes Baron.
I don't know. Ugh, I can't believe they sat her next to Michelle Obama in that funeral for Rosalynn Carter. I mean,
So thank you very much. We had some amazing things happen today. As you know, my son has graduated from high school, and it looks like the judge will not let me go through the graduation of my son, who's worked very, very hard. He's a great student.
He's
very proud of the fact that he did so well.
MAGA is screaming about this, how heartless the judge is, that he won't allow a father to go to his son's graduation.
How many fathers sit in jail because of the war on drugs? Because Nancy Reagan was like, just say no. Three strikes, you're out. And then you're in jail the rest of your fucking life. How many graduations have fathers sit in jail for drugs missed? But this is a fun. I love this premise. This seems like this is a premise for comedy. Here's a premise. Donald Trump wants to go to his son's graduation. Please.
Come on.
That's a lie.
Come on.
He didn't give a shit about that kid. He doesn't fucking care about that kid.
He's writing a fantasy novel.
And we know that Donald Trump didn't give a shit about his kids until they grew up. Until it was like, you know,
right.
appropriate for him to share cocaine with them.
For years to have graduation with his mother and father there, and it looks like the judge isn't going to allow me to escape the scam. It's a scam trial. If you read all of the legal pundits, all of the legal scholars today, there's not one that I see that said this is a case that should be brought for trial.
I have a question. Didn't you go hook up with Stormy Daniels right after this kid was fucking born?
And I have no doubt.
You don't care.
I have no doubt that every legal genius you spoke with is on your side.
Yes. Oh, yeah. That's true. That is definitely a truth.
It's a scam. It's a political witch hunt. It continues, and it continues forever. And we're not going to be given a fair trial. It's a very, very sad thing. In addition, as you know, next Thursday, we're before the United States Supreme Court at a very big hearing on immunity. And this is something that we've been waiting for a long time.
Immunity?
And the judge, of course.
Yeah, next week is oral for whether he gets to be immune or
not. Does this dumb fuck think he's on, like, Survivor or something?
You don't get like an immunity amulet because you were president, right?
This is not going to allow us. He's a very conflicted judge, and he's not going to allow us to go to that. He won't allow me to leave here for a half a day, go to D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess.
Yeah, he's mad. they won't let him go to Barron's graduation, and he won't let him off to go sit in the Supreme Court and glower.
Yeah, you know what? And they're also, they didn't let him go see Melania's dad died or some shit like that.
Mom.
Oh, Melania's mom died.
Or dad, or one of them.
They didn't let him go there and pretend to give a shit about that. And, you know, the thing is, they would let you off for this graduation. You probably wouldn't go.
D.C. and go before the United States Supreme Court because he thinks he's superior, I guess, to the Supreme Court. We got a real problem with this judge. We have a real problem with a lot of things having to do with this trial, including the D.A., because you go right outside and people are being mugged and killed all day long, and he's sitting here all day with about 10 or 12 prosecutors over nothing.
It's almost nothing, but it's not nothing. It's nearly nothing. Yeah. I mean, you subverted an election. I mean, really, to me, I'm listening to this thing about this case, and they're like, well, they were bumped up to felonies because he was trying to change the outcome of an election. And he won that election with Comer's help, or Comey, right? They made that weird...
Comey, yeah, 2 weeks before the election.
Same
was
time.
Like,
yeah,
you
like...
know, we found this laptop.
But, yeah. I mean, if you did change...
Fucking Wiener, man.
The out... What?
Fucking Wiener.
Oh, I forgot all about him.
It was his fault.
Was it really? Was it?
Wasn't it?
No.
I thought they found emails... when they were looking for porn and underage girl shit.
No, there was actually nothing to investigate. And James Comey said, we're still investigating it, Hillary, even though they weren't.
I just wanted you to know.
Yeah,
well, the reason he did that was because those rogue agents in New York were going to go public.
What?
Remember?
No.
I mean, I'm not...
I thought he did it. I thought he did it to make the FBI seem fair and bias or
well,
like
allegedly,
that.
But there was also that rogue group of Hillary haters up in New York. Those FBI agents who wanted to, who were gonna go to Fox News and tell them that we found these new emails on Uma's or Wiener's laptop.
Why not just be honest about that and say, hey, there's a bunch of rogue agents in the FBI that are trying to subvert an election. We are not investigating Hillary for these emails, but these people are doing bad things. Now, he couldn't say that.
Right, because they were investigating her for the emails.
No, but they weren't.
But they were looking at Wiener's laptop, though.
Right.
And through the emails that were on that laptop.
God.
That were classified or not. I don't know. I don't remember if they were.
The Justice Department in this country has showed us over and over again that they love Republicans and they hate Democrats. That's how they roll.
Yeah.
I mean, it's fucking bullshit. It's crazy.
This is from oh, good news, I guess. Remember, this was a few days ago.
Yes.
But those, I know it's not going to narrow it down, but those cops, the goon squad, they were called. It was one of these ridiculous rogue street cops group that, you know, if you watch The Shield,
yeah.
It's this horrible idea in law enforcement. That you put a bunch of rogue cops out there, basically.
They're just cops.
True. Ununiformed, unrestricted, very little accountability.
Yes.
Well, these guys, these are the ones that tortured black men.
Oh, okay.
Like, literally.
Okay.
Well, they've been sentenced. The six men, five former Rankin County, Mississippi sheriff's deputies.
Nine!
And a former Richland Police Department officer.
Yes.
Belonged to the self-styled Goon Squad.
They called themselves that.
Yeah. Tortured Michael Jenkins and Eddie Parker in 2023 at a home in Braxton, Mississippi.
Jeez.
The officers kicked in the door of the home, shouting racial slurs as they beat the men and shocked them with stun guns.
Holy fuck.
One Rankin County deputy shot Jenkins in the mouth. The,
jeez. With a stun gun?
Yeah, there was something else. Like, there was something sexual, too. Something really weird.
Fuck these cops. I hope they went to jail. I hope they got sentenced.
Oh, yeah. This is, they've been sentenced on state charges now for the torture of two black men during a no warrant home raid.
God.
In March, a federal judge sentenced them to prison terms ranging from 10 to 40 years. They had pleaded guilty in both their federal and state cases. This is the state case now.
Yes.
The judge read the officers their sentences one by one, with the sentencing ranging from 15 to 45 years.
Oh, shit, piggies. Hey, an unwarranted home raid is really just a home invasion. It's really just a bunch of thugs being murderous. They make it sound so fancy. Brett, a warrantless raid.
Brett McAlpin, deputy with Rankin County, Mississippi.
Nah!
Was sentenced to 20 years state prison.
Rotten jail, motherfucker.
He was described as one of the main leaders of the Goon Squad.
Woo! Have fun, dickhead!
Who told officers what to do during the beating. Christian Dedman, another Rankin County deputy, was sentenced to 25 years. Daniel Opdyke, another former Rankin County Sheriff's deputy, was sentenced to 20.
Woo!
On state charges of conspiracy to hinder prosecution. So it sounds like he was covering up for these guys.
Oh, yes. Good job, stupid.
Dedman was also sentenced on burglary and home invasion charges. Good.
Go to jail, Nazis. Nazis, go to jail. A warrantless raid is... why is it called that? It's
Hunter Elward, the ex-Rankin County deputy who shot Jenkins in the mouth, was sentenced to 45 years. I think he shot him with a gun. I sentenced to 45 years on charges of aggravated assault, burglary, home invasion, and conspiracy to hinder prosecution.
So this dumb pig will die in jail, probably.
45 years. Yeah. He'll be out in 20.
Yeah.
He's a cop.
Ugh.
If he's on good behavior and shit.
Good behavior. This guy that that just went in somebody's house, beat the shit out of him. We let him out early because he did some good behavior.
Calls for resignation of the county sheriff, Brian Bailey, have intensified as residents and activists continue protesting against him remaining in office.
Dude, if you can't get fired after presiding over this shit in your own department... Dude, you got good job security. They must love you there in Mississippi.
The two victims have filed a $400 million lawsuit against the sheriff and the sheriff's office.
Hell yes.
Alleging that the sheriff was complicit in the criminal acts of the deputies he oversaw.
Jeez, man. You know what? It feels like there are people in Mississippi, some prosecutors here, that are pretending to be upset about this. Because you know these cops do this shit all the time there, probably. And these guys got caught.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm sorry. It went viral. We're going to have to charge you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
Well, look at the two guys that... Oh, it's so horrible. I've forgotten his name. The jogger in Georgia.
Oh,
You know what I'm talking Mabry, about. And those oaf white racist assholes.
The former cops. The former fucking pigs.
One of them was the dad. Chased him down in their trucks, boxed him in, and shot him as he tried to run away. But he was out jogging. Remember that the local prosecutor there and the chief of police tried to not prosecute
him. They sat on it for a month, and they let those racist dumb Nazis stay at home or something like that.
Kill the man.
It's like it's why. It's
and
like,
it was public outcry, right? After the video got out that finally
Yeah.
got found them got them arrested.
Yep. Thank God we have these phones. We can finally see what these pigs are doing.
Yeah, except you saw that law that DeSantis signed here now. Right. They're going after that. 25 feet now, they're saying, that you can be charged with obstruction if you're told to move away from any kind of first responder.
Did he sign it in pudding?
And they don't move, and they don't move 25 feet away. You know that's going to be instantly abused by the police.
Oh, yes,
it'll never. I don't think it'll fly.
Well, also, too,
I think they're going to sue.
Yeah, and we're getting rid of our citizen review boards here.
Right. Same law. And I think that that I don't think it'll fly. I just can't imagine, because the police are known. They'll just walk up to you. They'll just walk 5 feet closer to you.
The
and they'll arrest you and they'll say, hey, you're only 20 feet away from me. Turn around.
The cop bootlicking in this city particularly is insane. I can't tell you how many times. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much for everything you're doing. I'm like, have you read about this sheriff's department?
I do have to say, it irritates me.
Don't let him pee on you.
And people call them sir.
Oh, yeah, sir. Yes, sir. Like, oh, yes, sir.
I honestly don't think I've ever, when I've been pulled over, or anything, I don't call anybody sir.
Yeah.
To be honest with you.
Right. It's weird.
This is America. Everybody's created equal. We're all equal. I don't call anybody sir. Except maybe if I'm being, you know, like, oh, thank you, good sir. Something like that.
Right. Well, you're being British.
But I'm never like, yes, sir. No, sir. Fuck that shit.
Well, these cops love it, though. They love that shit. Let me tell you something. The our former sheriff that had the bronze statue made of him probably... He jizzes when people call him sir, I would think.
Like Trump. They tell me, sir.
God, these cops shot someone in the mouth. Think about that, how fucked up you have to be as a person to do something like that. And then this person is a cop. That is the real problem no one talks about. How are these horrible fucking people finding their way into law enforcement?
Are you kidding me?
That's why they need to be defunded.
Are you kidding me?
We don't need more of these people. Ugh.
A couple minutes left only here on the big show. Thanks for listening and all the rest, and for sending stories and for buying shit through the Amazon link.
You think Cindy Hyde Pierce sent a DM to Rob Schneider and said, listen, Rob, I had to say that I was offended by that, so I wouldn't look like a barbarian. Why don't you come over to my...
I don't really believe that, though.
Yeah, because I love all your jokes. I mean, if you hung someone on stage, I would love it. I would love it so much.
Some of the religious leaders said that historically, back when the pill was being developed, that there were comments of predictions of social behaviors that might exist, and they learned that from other societies in real time when they made these comments, and they said that it opens up the door to marital infidelity, and it did.
What?
You can laugh and mock, but you're laughing and mocking not me, but the people.
All comments will be to the speaker.
The government might
mock
force
controversy. I love that guy's genius, man. That was funny.
All comments will be to the speaker.
The government might force contraceptives upon married couples. That's happened in other countries. And
in other countries.
Wait.
So the government gets to
this is I started playing this guy the other day. This is Representative Chuck Wichkers from Muskego, Wisconsin.
Is he wearing...
Wisconsin's, he's a Republican. He's basically arguing against contraceptives.
Nine!
Like the pill and condoms.
Is he trying to say that married people will be forced to use condoms? Someone is going to...
Their sheer existence should be outlawed because, you know, some governments force people to use them.
Oh, Antifa's coming through the front door and going to make me put a condom on.
But the people...
All comments will be to the speaker.
The government might force contraceptives upon married couples. That's happened in other countries. And
where?
So the government gets to have a role. They get to play supreme ruler. It increases a loss of respect for women that men get to do whatever they want. And then women have to be able to control the natural reproductive course of the body. nature has an intention, and when you have that act of pregnancy naturally occurs. That's nature doing what nature does.
Listen to this. This is a legislator.
Are you sure this
is? He is in the Wisconsin State fucking assembly.
I was gonna say, he's as dumb as Ron Johnson.
This is from last year, though. But the point here is, listen to them. They're telling us what they want to do.
To us, right?
All of us. Yeah, this guy is arguing in the Wisconsin state legislature that, you know, maybe contraceptives, maybe we do need to take another look at those.
Hey, listen, Witchker, whatever your fucking name is, you cheesehead motherfucker, I don't want to do anything you're telling me to do because you are dumb as shit. No offense.
And then the woman has to counter nature by taking something that is highly systemic and highly invasive. According to the documents in the books that people that are pro the pill stated in their books.
What books are you reading?
That's a science. Reading? We would begin to see ourselves as the ultimate masters of nature. So when nature does something it's supposed to do, and then we say, let's not do that. And we're talking not about, you know, getting a pimple if you eat Doritos and drink chocolate or eat chocolate. That would be contrary to a health... movement or nature that doesn't improve your health. It makes you less healthy and there's side effects. In real time, our nation is having some of the same things with a proliferation of STDs as a result of going into I don't have to worry about pregnancy. So, you know, men don't have to worry. Women don't have to worry about pregnancy. So
there you go. We got to get out of here. Listen to that fucking idiot.
If you would have played him at the beginning of the show, we would have got to nothing else. That guy is stupid. Wow.
We'll be back on Wednesday, 2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5, 7 Eastern. Don't forget, Ryan's available on your favorite podcast app or crabdiving.com. check out what Ryan's doing at Rated R Comedy on Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, and X, and RatedRComedy.com.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on X or Instagram at Vile Experience. Oh, so freaking Vile.
Bye-bye. Don't take contraceptives.
Gettysburg, wow.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving and on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.